Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Game. I am a small business advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number 30, thethirdingredient.com. I have a great visit with Jim Schreier, management consultant extraordinaire, director of training for Joel Barker's Strategic Exploration Tools, and he's our good friend Jim. Thanks again for being here. We're talking about, Jim has introduced us to the concept of COVID brain, which is really a catch-all term for what we're dealing with. You know, I also talked recently about, I came up with the idea, Jim, of the three U's of the apocalypse, which is the unprecedented pandemic creating unprecedented political business shutdown, economic shutdown, and which precipitated unprecedented government support and assistance. So those are the three U's of the apocalypse, and all of that is stressful on us. And even if we don't catch, even if we've never tested positive, not sick or anything, we're still experiencing this along with all the other stuff. I mean, Jim, if we didn't have the pandemic with all the anarchy going on, the crazy stuff going on in the big cities and the political environment we have, this would be a stressful year all by itself, wouldn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, that's why it's so overwhelming, because we've never had, again, you could call it a perfect storm, but I look at it and go, wait a minute, this is about two levels up from a perfect storm.
Right, right. Yes, it's to an exponential level. So what do we do? How do we deal with this?
Well, I think there's two different aspects to it. First of all is kind of the personal aspects to it, and the article that we referred to this that kind of labeled COVID brain says, you know, a couple of things. Take a better look at how you're managing your stress levels. One of the things I've noticed is the in my area, the gyms are reopening, but nobody's going to them. Mm-hmm. The attendance at them is very low. So people have stopped exercising. All of my children are avid runners, and my one son, who's done the Ironman twice, tells me, Dad, I go out running on Sundays and there's nobody out there.
Wow.
So it's like people have stopped exercising, so that's not good. The article actually talked about the value of listening to music as being things.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to talk about another aspect, because it definitely relates for you and your audience. One of the things that I think is critical for small business that's struggling with things is we're seeing a lot of amazing innovations coming out of things. People are coming up with very clever ideas. But for some smaller businesses, when it's one or two people, it's a small person shop, the opportunity to think about how can we innovate is more limited, and then it's impacted by this COVID brain. So how can they think about new things? And what can we do to help small businesses mm-hmm. think about alternatives to solving their problems? And we're seeing a lot of that. Again, in the restaurant space, it's a good example for people to follow, because we're seeing not just the explosion of delivery, but we're seeing apparently what's happening. I don't know what's happening in your area, but what's happening in my area here, and I'm in Milwaukee, is we're seeing an explosion of outdoor cafes right now.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem for Milwaukee is that's only going to last until November.
I was going to say, it's great in the summer, but in Milwaukee, there's not a lot of outdoor dining in December. But you know
what?
One of the things, Jim, that I've tried to do, and I did this early on, and I just reprised a model that I came up with in January of 2009, when we were recovering from the 2008 financial crisis, and that is reset your expectations. And I hate doing this. No small business owner likes doing this. But I do think that one way to lower stress is to adjust your expectations. In other words, And I remember Clint Eastwood's Inspector Callahan. Remember that great quote he had: "A man's got to know his limitations."
Yes.
So I do think, and so here's what I said in 2009, and I said it again this year: if you're a small business owner in the current environment, the current reality that we have, understand that surviving is winning. So all your plans for growing 10, 20% in 2020 that you had in January, I hate to say this, but think of it this way. My goal right now is to open my doors for business January 1, 2021. Surviving is winning, mm-hmm. and that's one expectation, Jim. And the other expectation is survival is winning is not supposed to be pretty. It is not going to be elegant. If it looks rough, if I look rough January 1, but I can still open my doors, I won. What do you think?
I think that's excellent. And I think related to that, because it's a great point, and it connects back to my thing about innovation. Don't look for the major innovation. Look for the small innovations. Look for interesting ideas. We have
little victories. Take little victories.
Yeah, we have a restaurant here in Milwaukee that the minute everything happened, they turned their restaurant into a grocery store. they stock toilet paper and basic foodstuffs, and apparently they're doing really well.
And some people like that are doing those things. They may never go back to being a restaurant. They may stay as a grocery store. That's happening.
That's right.
Hey, Jim, I got to wrap it up. I need your website, please.
FarCliffs.com. FarCliffs.com.
Right. Hey, Jim, good job. They come back soon.
Will do.
Jim Schreier, ladies and gentlemen, we love having him on the show. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassie. Does anybody really know what time
it is? Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.